The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, the Bird Show.
Kristen, you need some advice for a neighbor.
Yeah, we need to help out a neighbor, but make it seem like he's not being helped.
Okay. All right.
So Bart was out walking the dogs yesterday, and he comes running home, literally ran in with the dogs, and says, "Hey, Willie's whining. Need you to take him outside. I have to run back down the street. One of our neighbors collapsed." And I was like,
"What?"
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he's gone for, I'm not kidding you, hours. I have no idea what's going on. I'm just at home with Jimmy and the dogs and just waiting for him to walk back in the door to let me know that this neighbor is okay. But the longer it's taking, the more I'm like, oh, my God, like what happened down the street? So he gets home and you can just see on his face. He's like, oh. So as he was walking the dogs, he saw a neighbor that I've never even met in the 14 years I've been in the neighborhood. He was on the ground, kind of hunched over, leaning up against a light pole. And he was waving at cars as they were passing him, but they couldn't see him. So he's just kind of there on the ground. Bart's walking with the dogs. And comes up on him and turns out he had fallen, right? And he had fallen and he was on the ground and Bart tried to help him up, but he wasn't able to get him up because something had happened to his shoulder. He's able to like wave down another neighbor. So this neighbor goes and parks and comes back. And before you know it, they have kind of like a crowd of people. And they're trying to help him, but he is being a little defiant of the help. He does need, like, they start walking him to his house, but he couldn't even get across the street. And so now they're trying to, like, you know, maneuver cars around him. And so they finally get him off to the side of the road and convince him that, let us just call an ambulance just to make sure and to like check vitals and stuff like that. He's being, you know,
he's being a dude.
He's being an elderly dude. Like he's in his like mid to late 70s. And so he's being like trying to be, what's the word I'm looking for?
He doesn't want to be a burden.
Yes,
right?
There you go.
He's also in his mid 70s and he's looking at the state of the world and he's like, don't save me.
Yeah. Honestly, if I go now, it's probably a good thing.
Right.
So Bart is there with him. The paramedics come. He is refusing to go to the hospital and they can't force, like if he doesn't want to go to the hospital, they can't force him to go to the hospital. So they took his vitals or whatever and, you know, another neighbor goes, because he was walking to the grocery store to get himself something to eat when all of this happened, right? And come to find out, he is not married, so he does not have a wife. He does not have kids. He may or may not have a sister that lives in another state. Nobody is really sure. So he is on his own. Apparently, he had a month-long hospital stay back in April.
This sounds so sad.
Yes,
he's got no eyes on him.
He has exactly. So this is what I'm getting to, and this is the advice I need. So if you can like email me Kristen@thebirthshow.com or like even slide into my DMs @ChrisKling.
Do you not want calls on?
We can. 1-855-BIRDSHOW, 855-237-8746. We're just looking for way, like if there's organization. And I know they're like there's Meals on Wheels, but he was asking about he was looking for a mailbox to send out his bills. He has no electricity and he has no water right now.
What?
Because he hasn't paid his bills. And it's not that he doesn't have the money because he was you know, there was a discussion about the neighbor that went to go get him food. And he's like, let me pay you. And she's like, no. And he was being very stubborn about that. And Bart was just like, let him give you the $20. And he's like, I got, you know, money, my pension, blah, blah, blah. And so Bart took him up two coolers of ice with stuff in it to kind of like to bridge the gap of him not having electricity and water at the moment. And then the next door neighbors have been trying to help. But and they're just grateful that now more people are in the know about his like his status. And I am fully, fully aware you cannot help somebody who does not want to be helped.
Well,
right?
Does dude have dementia also? Like he's just forgetting
I don't think
to
so.
Pay things or anything like that?
No? I don't think
okay.
so. No.
Right.
Because Bart had a very like, I mean, and well, we're not doctors, so I don't know what he was in the hospital for. Again, I've never met this man. And this is like the first time Bart has ever spoken to him. And we've been in this neighborhood for almost 15 years. So I'm just looking for ideas and suggestions on how to keep eyes on him and get him like meals and get him any kind of assistance he might need without him realizing he's getting
assistance. I get it. Because he doesn't want to be a burden to anybody. No. He probably doesn't want anybody to know his business either.
He kept saying over and over again, I'm not a charity case. I'm not a charity case because all these people and Barr was actually like, you know, trying to get some of the neighbors to disperse because, yeah, they wanted to help, but they were just kind of standing there. And I think he felt sheepish and embarrassed about the situation, which I totally get. Right. And again, doesn't want to be a burden, kept saying, I'm not a charity case, but we want to help him. We just don't know the best route to go. Because, I mean, worst case scenario, something happens to him, nobody's going to know. And he's going to be in that house by himself for God knows how long before a body is discovered.
Right. All right, let's get some help for you here. Danielle, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hi. So I actually have an elderly neighbor that I've helped out with this situation.
Yes.
Because they were caring for their 100-year-old mother, and she was like 80-something on top of that. It was a really bad situation. Anyway. So every state has a Department of Aging, and you can call the Georgia State Department of Aging, and they will help assist this person to get them, whether it's helping with bill pay, like helping them set up how to do that, helping them find if they need health care to come to their home. They can do that. You can also, and I know it sounds really scary, but you can file a DCF report. And everybody's like, oh, my God, don't fight. You know, that's getting people in trouble. But actually what they've done now, at least where I live, is they've got boxes that you can write all of the things because I file them online all the time for work, unfortunately. But you can put everything in there, as many details as you can, and they will send out somebody with assistance for this person and helping them do the same things, giving them any resources they need, that sort of situation. And sometimes they'll send healthcare out just to check in on them. The Meals on Wheels thing is also another good idea because they're stopping by daily. It's not a charity case. I know plenty of people that don't need the help but do the Meals on Wheels just to have somebody stop by and checking on them. So those are just three options that might work for them. And none of them provide charity. It's just kind of helping assist in the age of people that don't use the internet.
Now, this is incredible. I didn't even realize that there was a Department of Aging. No. Like, that is news to me. So thank you so much for all of that information. I'm already
pulled
it up. They don't have
They what?
Well, the Google reviews aren't very good.
Oh, really? The Google reviews are at least it's something.
Yes. Well, and then another woman like who was there, he was talking to another neighbor. And what was so crazy is this neighbor was in another state helping somebody else out because she had helped a friend get something similar for her parent or something. And those people were stealing from her.
What?
Yeah. Yes. We're stealing from this elderly woman. So they were coming to the house, taking care of her and stealing from her. So she was there and they were like filing reports about elderly abuse. I know.
How do they live with themselves?
I said the same thing to my husband, and I'm like, who can take advantage of like somebody that's in, like when it's kids and when it's elderly people, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who can do that? And Bart just looking at me, he's like, because a world is full of horrible people. Right.
I know, but it's so sad.
So the reviews aren't good on it.
Well, I mean, dude, I literally just pulled this up. The Department of Aging, and it's only got 6 Google reviews. So take that for what it is. Yeah. Take that for what it is. But I'm going to go there, and I'm going to reach out, and I'm gonna try to figure out if the neighbors, because we have like a neighborhood chat, et cetera, so we can all get together. So now it's not just right on the next door neighbor. We can have like a group of people going in trying to assist this man. Yeah.
And to be fair, if there's only 6 reviews, it's probably because everybody else is dead because it's the Department of Aging.
I'm going to go ahead and you suggest putting that in your phone and bookmark that also, because you may need that for me in a couple of years.
Okay.
I'm not that far off.
Hey, The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.